Okay, good. So tonight we're having some fellowship concerning the propagation of the ministry.
Amen.
You know, as we were singing this song, "Behold how good and how pleasant with all the brethren to be."
Amen.
You know, I never heard this. I never saw this until I began to receive and get the ministry, right? It's in the Bible. It's there, but I didn't see it. And I think many of us can testify that this was our beginning in the Lord's recovery, even to meet as the church. The church in Austin.
Amen.
The church in the city where we live. I never heard of such a thing. But thank the Lord for the riches of the ministry that we received then, we're receiving today, and continuing to receive. So tonight we want to give two brothers an opportunity to share with us concerning this ministry. Steve Watts and Brother Samuel Liu.
All right.
And then we'll have some time to overflow after they share. And brothers, usher brothers, could we go ahead and pass out the outlines and the handout also, so everyone will have a copy when we start?
Green and white.
So green and white. The green and white. Yeah. Yeah, let's pass those out at the same time. So anyway, in particular, the brothers have something to share about the collected works of Witness Lee, which have recently been published and made available to us. And so we thank the Lord for this time together tonight to hear, to receive, and may the Lord anoint and bless this fellowship.
Never had one of these in my ear before, so. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. Well, how good and how pleasant it is to be in the church in Austin.
Amen.
I love coming to Austin.
Amen.
But only if I can be in a church meeting. Because the traffic is worse than Houston. Well, in certain places, I'm sure. But I seem to always find the traffic, or the traffic finds me. But we enjoyed this morning, Suzette and I. Suzette's here with me, my wife. And we enjoyed being with the saints in San Antonio this morning.
Amen.
So we're with the church in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful experience that was. Amen. I have a double blessing. They have the table in the morning. And you have the table in the evening.
Yeah.
So I'm really full right now. And then Brother Samuel's here from the West Coast, from Inland Empire.
Ontario,
California. Not Ontario, Canada.
No.
I found out recently they call that the Inland Empire.
But in the church, we call Inland Area.
Oh, the Inland Area. No empires. No empires. Well, we're here this evening to have some fellowship with you. And our fellowship is really based upon a wonderful book that we all have discovered. It's called the Holy Bible.
Amen.
If you love this book, raise your hand.
Yes.
If you really love it, raise both hands. Just say, "Hallelujah for the Bible."
Hallelujah for the Bible.
Oh, it is the book. The book of books. Everything we do, our life, we're here because of this book.
Amen.
And we live because of this book.
Amen.
So we love this book. And, you know, we're, in one sense, I would say we're like typical Christians. We got saved, and right away we began to realize we love the book.
Amen.
And many times when I'm meeting people, I like to ask them, "Are you a believer?" In some way or another, in different ways. But I found out many people I meet, especially in Houston and this area, and when I lived in Mississippi, were believers.
Amen.
I say, "Wow, you're a believer. I am too.
Amen.
Nice to meet you. Your name is Carrie, right?"
Yes.
Carrie, do you love the Bible? Do you read the Bible?
I read the Bible.
Yeah, do you love the Bible?
I love the Bible.
Wow.
Amen.
Right. Well, you're an extraordinary person. Most people, I ask them if they love the Bible, they say yes. I say, "Do you read the Bible?" And have you ever asked this question to believers? Okay. What you'll find out is most of them will say, No, I don't read it. Is that true in Austin or not? Does everybody read the Bible here? Okay, compared to the number of believers in Austin. Okay, how many believers do you think there are here? Let's say out of the population of what? 600,000? You're a million people? That includes Round Rock?
No, just the city.
Oh, just the city. Oh, you're going to surpass Houston before you know it. Okay, so over a million. Okay, what percentage would say, I'm a Christian? Probably over 50%, right? What, somebody said 75? Out of that 75%, which would be 750,000, how many of them would say, I read the Bible every day? What percent? 5%? Or less? Maybe less. Okay, so anyway, this is usually the response I get is, no, I really don't read the Bible. And so I ask, well, why don't you read the Bible? I mean, you love the Bible. You believe in Jesus, and this is about Jesus. What do they say then? Because I don't understand it. Well, I have good news for those Christians. I have a Bible that you can understand. When you open this Bible, it's not like every other Bible in the sense that it's the same as every other Bible in the sense that it's the Bible. A very easy-to-read translation. But it's not exactly like the other Bibles because this one has footnotes that help you to open up the Bible and understand what you read. And this is quite surprising to people, but isn't this the truth? We have discovered that there is a Bible that helps me to understand the Bible.
Amen.
And not only so, if you consider your own testimony, not only did you receive a Bible that helped you understand the Bible, but one day you read a book that wasn't the Bible that opened up the Bible to you. In fact, I would guess that if I went around here and just asked you, when you came into the church life, what was it that caused you to really be in the church? What's the main factor of your coming into the church? What do you think many people would say? I don't know about Austin, but many places I've asked this question. What would you say? Is it the dynamic speakers that we have? The glowing personality of the elders? Is it the band? Is it the praise and worship service? You know, praise and worship is very popular right now. And if you don't have a good worship team, I'm serious. They'll just go somewhere else to find a better praise and worship. My cousins, I have a lot of relatives that are believers, so I know. Or it's what? The building. Oh, yes, it's this building. That's it. Wasn't the building. No dynamic speakers. No beautiful building. No praise and worship team. What was it? Yes, they read the Bible. That's very critical. But even more than that, the Bible seems to be opened up. And something I searched for my whole life as a believer before I touched the church, I found here. And that is the Word of God, which I loved dearly and was seeking, became an open book to me. And I began to enjoy the Bible. I began to eat the Bible. I began to drink the Bible. The Bible became my food. Has anyone ever told you outside of the church that you can eat Jesus by pray reading the Word? No. Okay, so we have a rich storehouse. Not just in this recovery version. That's our foundation. But every book that's published from this ministry is a rich opening of the Word. Every life study. I'll challenge you to read any life study. If you don't get any life, I will buy you a steak dinner. Just come see me. We'll read it together. And then you'll have to... I'll pay you off. It's like saying you can call on the name of the Lord without getting saved.
Yeah, right.
You try it. You try it. You can't. No man can say Lord Jesus except in the Holy Spirit. Okay. Well, I'd like to just open up this Bible. So would you do with me? Do you have your Bible with you? Oh, please get your Bible out. Okay, I use the electronic version. Or you can use this one, either one, both the Bible. Hope you'd open up to the heart of the Bible. Anybody know where the heart of the Bible is? You got to take a pulse, find out where the heart is. Where's your Bible? Wow, here. Ephesians. You know where Ephesians is? You know, some young people may not know so well where it is because they use the electronic. Oh, it's right there. You just go to home page and it's right there. It takes a little practice to use the printed version. Okay, so let's go to Ephesians chapter 3, getting very close to the heart of the heart. And then, well, that's the heart of the heart. Now we get to the heart of the heart of the heart, but we're just before the heart of the heart of the heart. If you're in the last international training, I think you'd know what that is, right? Which verse is the heart of the heart of the heart? Which one is it? Anybody know? 3:17, right? Okay, let's just go up a little bit above the heart of the heart. Began with verse 2. If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me for you.
Amen.
What's been given to you? Well, you would say the grace. You might say the grace. But actually, yes, you have received the grace. All believers have received the grace. But what you have received is more than the grace.
Amen.
You've received the grace, but now you've received something else.
Right.
What is this something else in this verse?
Yeah.
What is it? Stewardship.
Yeah.
You've heard of the stewardship of the grace. That's what Paul received. Even after he received the grace, he received a kind of commission, a stewardship. Now, the word stewardship here is oikonomia, right? The economy, but it's in a form that makes it very personal to you. This economy is not just an economy in the sky somewhere. It's an economy that's been given to you. A dispensation has been given to you. You've received something from the grace of God. And now that has become a commission to you, a stewardship, a dispensation for a purpose, which was given to me for you.
Amen.
Now go on. It says, by revelation, the mystery was made known to me, as I have written previously in brief. This refers to chapter 1, which unveils the economy of God, being the triune God, to be dispensed into man to produce the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Briefly, that's the briefly, right? Then he says, by which in reading it. He didn't say, think about what I said to you at the last conference I had. No, he wrote it down in a letter. Right? And he asked you to do something. In order to receive the revelation, what was his recommendation?
Read it.
In reading it, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. Wow, this is so tremendous. Then it goes on from there. But this is basically our opening word concerning our burden. That is reading the ministry to receive the revelation of the mystery that you can become the product of God's heart's desire. There's a goal. There's a goal to the reading. The reading will produce something.
Amen.
It'll produce revelation. The revelation will dispense something.
Amen.
The dispensing is for the dispensing of the triune God.
Amen.
The stewardship that we've received is for us to receive the triune God into us.
Amen.
And for me to share it to you is for you to receive the triune God.
Amen.
Then what do you do with what you've received from me?
Speak it to
him. Then what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Eventually, everyone in the room is going to be covered. This is what will happen in the city of Austin. This is the potential for the city of Austin. Who does it depend on? Yes, it depends on us in this room, the holy apostles and prophets. Do you ever consider yourself an apostle? You're an apostle. For sure, you're a prophet. Your brother Lee gave the example of an apostle. He used this example. Suppose you have a grandpa, and you have a heart for your grandpa because he's not saved. And you go to your grandpa, and you share the gospel with your grandpa. You are an apostle.
Amen.
Okay. So you can't argue with that. You're an apostle. So we have this commission given to us. It says here, God's work depends on his speaking and our proclaiming. The speaking on his side, there's no problem. There's no barrier. If you go to Washington, D.C. and go to the Museum of the Bible, they have a brand new museum, you'll see. It's wow, we have the Bible. Amen. And we have the best and latest translation of the Bible.
Amen.
We are at the pinnacle of the translations, of all the translations. So from God's standpoint of speaking, there is no shortage, there is no lack. But what is the lack? Our reading, our enjoying, our receiving, the dispensing. And then, of course, our outflow, our speaking forth of this enjoyment. This is what is needed. He says, through his word, God's work has been able to advance on the earth throughout the ages. And this refers to Hebrews 1:2. I also was thinking about this verse in John 21:25. Should look at that right quick. This is the very last verse in the book of John. It's quite interesting to me because John, there's no account of the ascension in John or in Matthew, because in John's view, you didn't want to talk about the ascension because that may indicate that it's over, that it's there. He's in heaven waiting for you to come. But there's no ascension in John. But what is the end of the book of John? Of course, shepherding, verse 20 in chapter 21. Look at the very end. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that not even the world itself could contain the books written. You see, John realized there are going to be a lot of books written. Don't be bothered by so many books written. This is just the opening word of what we're going to enjoy for eternity.
Amen.
Not even the world could contain the books, even back when John wrote it. And even more now, because he didn't have a printing press. He didn't have the digital format. What do we have today? Look at this. This contains every life study and many other books and the Bible and many other things I don't want to tell you about, but I probably should delete some of those things, right? It contains a lot. So the problem is not from the distribution of the word, the publication of the word so much. The problem is with us. God needs us to be his distributors. Without us, there's no distribution. Even if they print the books, put them in a warehouse somewhere, what good is that for mankind, right? Until we receive it and flow it out, then it becomes effective.
Amen.
This is what God wants. During the past 20 years, 80% or more, this is C, of the more than 300 churches in the West have been raised up through the publications. This is the testimony of many, many places. The publications reached this place before any people did that were in the recovery. The publications rose up, established the church. The whole country of Ethiopia, the recovery in Ethiopia today is because some brothers picked up a book and read it and said, could this be true? Yes, it is true. I'm reading it. It's true. Look at the Bible. Look at this. Maybe we should just be the church in Addis Ababa. And they began to meet as the church in Addis Ababa because of that book. And after a few months, they thought, I wonder if there's anybody else that's read this book. And they found out, yes, that quite a few people have. The publications are a tremendous asset to God's move on the earth. Okay, let's read D together.
Life for the past 30 years, mainly through the publications of the book room, despite the fact that the co-workers frequently fail to help the churches. Their true long-term help has come from the supply of the publications.
Amen. The long-term supply.
Amen. That's good.
I don't expect very much to come out of my being here, you know. But you know what I trust? If I could get you to get into the publications,
yes.
I leave it with you.
Amen.
Oh, I know you're going to get a supply.
Amen.
You'll forget about whatever I said.
Amen.
But if you have the supply from the publications, there will be a long-term effect.
Amen.
Let's all read Roman numeral 2 together.
I urge you to keep touching.
Keep seeing.
Reading the Holy Word. Eventually, you will become what you read.
Wow, what? I thought it was become what you eat. Well, we always say, you become what you eat. That's kind of a common saying, right? You eat junk, you become junk. I eat healthy, you become healthy. Right? I'm a physician. Most of you know that. I tell people this all the time. You need to change your diet. Right? But here it says, you become what you read. Where did this come from?
Yeah.
Look at John 6:63. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
The flesh profits nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
The words which I have spoken to you, they are Spirit.
Amen.
And they are life.
Amen.
So how do we get the Spirit and the life?
Word.
There you go. What does it mean, get the words? How do you get the words? If I just hand you this, have you gotten the words?
No.
What do you have to do to get the words?
Sort of
open the book.
Start it.
Open your eyes.
Yeah.
And then do what?
Read it.
Yeah. Pray it.
Amen.
In a sense, eat it, right?
Amen.
It's really a kind of eating the word.
Yeah.
When we eat the word, then we get changed.
Amen.
We get affected, and we become what we read. You know, in Ezekiel 3:1 here, the reference, Ezekiel 3:1 and Revelation 10, you have the little scroll. And the little scroll that Ezekiel saw, he was given a command. And that command was to do what to the scroll? He didn't say, read it. He said, eat the scroll. What do you think Ezekiel was thinking about? Like, he got a scroll. That was like a book then. Got a scroll, said, eat the scroll.
Yeah.
Like, he needed a revelation, right? Oh, you mean take it into me and let it become my life and my living and my direction and my energy and my source and my everything.
Yeah.
And so he did eat it. And you know what happened when he ate it? It says, I ate it. And it was like honey in my mouth.
Amen.
In its sweetness. And then in Revelation chapter 10, the same thing. You know, John was presented with a little scroll. He said, I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. Well, that's really good. He went to the angel and I told him, give me the little scroll. And he said, take it and devour it.
Amen.
What kind of hunger do you have for the ministry? What kind of hunger do you have for the Word of God? You know how you gauge that? You gauge that primarily by your time. How much time do you spend every day reading God's Word? Not that much, I heard, right? Do you have time? Does anybody in here waste time?
Yes.
How much of your time do you waste?
Too much.
Kyle? 1 hour? Less than an hour. It's really hard to gauge, isn't it? When you look at the time, actually our time allocation, there's certain things you can't get back. One is time, and the other is doing things to your body. You know, like in Ephesians 5, it says you hit two things. Redeem the time, and also don't be drunk with wine. So if you destroy your body, it's hard to get that back. This is a real lesson for young people, right? Yeah. Don't destroy your body and don't waste your time.
Amen.
Redeem the time. Because once it's gone, it's gone. Yeah. You can't go back and get it anymore.
Exactly.
Right? So we should be redeeming the time.
Amen.
We all have to look to the Lord. Lord, what about my time?
Yeah.
Can I spend 30 minutes a day reading the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
And another 30 minutes a day reading the spiritual books for nourishment?
Amen.
Well, that's a question only you can ask.
Yeah.
We talk about this, and some people say, well, I don't have 30 minutes a day. I really don't. I'm too busy. I have 4 kids and 3 jobs. No, 6 kids, let's say. I have 6 kids and 3 jobs, and I have a husband that requires me this, that, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What do you do? Well, you don't have 30 minutes in a block. But do you have 1 minute 30 times a day?
Mm-hmm.
See? You get, you know, 1 times 30 is 30, and 30 times 1 is still 30. Maybe you have 5 minutes 6 times a day. Or 2 minutes 15 times a day. Or 10 minutes 3 times a day. Whatever it is, minimum for any believer, brand new believer, minimum 30 minutes a day.
Amen.
And what about you? If you're a new believer, we'll give you a little license. If you're not a new believer, I don't think so.
Amen.
Right? The Lord will demand more from you.
Amen.
Okay, so let's read Sisters A and Brothers B. Sisters.
If we have a clear view and know the Bible,
so,
yeah.
Go ahead.
We should have the saints to build up a practice or a habit that every day they will spend at least 30 minutes in the Word.
Amen. 30 minutes in the Word.
Amen.
You know, those in Berea in Acts 17 were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they took time to spend time in the Word. Examine. Use the word examine the Word. Really research it, consider it, let it settle for a while, fellowship about it, discuss it, have a home meeting, have an appointment with someone else, have coffee together over the Word. Find time to get into the Word. This should be our practice, of course. Okay, Roman numeral 3 all together.
If you lay these things before your brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching which you have closely followed.
Amen. Okay, brothers, A.
The words of faith are the words of the full gospel concerning God's New Testament economy.
Okay, sisters, read B, but brothers, let's say amen at every opportunity.
Okay.
Okay.
The words of the good teaching.
Amen. Wait, sister.
Amen.
Wait. Give us a chance to say amen, okay? We want to say amen, so listen, see if we're going to say amen or not. Okay, give us a chance. Okay, sisters, go.
The words of the good teaching
amen.
Are the sweet words
amen.
That contain and convey the
riches
of Christ.
Amen.
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 And strengthen his
amen.
Following them closely
amen.
And being nourished with them.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to let Samuel go after we read this little section and turn to 1 Timothy 4. That's the reference here for this section. Beginning with verse 6, and I'm going to give you 5 points that will help you to know how to be a good dispenser. This whole section in verses 6 through 16 is concerning how to be a dispenser of Christ. Okay, you can't. Be careful when you say the word minister. You have to completely reject the old thought.
Amen.
You are pickled with the old religion.
Yeah.
Just saying the word minister makes you think a weird religious thought. So you have to exercise to realize
Amen.
That a minister is a dispenser.
Amen.
Are you a dispenser?
Yes.
Do you want to be a good dispenser?
Yes.
Okay, so you need these 5 points I'm going to give you from this section. Okay, the first major point in verse 6 is what? Being nourished. Right, sister, you got it. You have to be nourished yourself. You can never help others unless you yourself are nourished. When you're nourished, you will become a dispenser because you're eating the good food. Not just the faith, but also the food. You know what the good teaching is? You know what the good teaching? It's not the correct doctrine. It's not the right and wrong. It's good as in food. I told the saints this morning, my sister gave us some Fredericksburg peaches. You know what makes a good peach? What's a good peach? One that's correct. One that's perfectly shaped. Just the right amount of color, fuzz. No. If I hand you a peach and say, is this a good peach? What will you do? Let me taste it. Right. The good teaching is the tasty teaching. Oh, it's so good. Okay. Being nourished. Okay, number two, the next one is in verse 7. Once you have a good meal, what do you need to do, Neil?
Digest.
No. Digestion's automatic. Exercise is not automatic. You have to decide to exercise. You have to put effort to exercise. Okay, this is what we're talking about with the ministry. Don't think that it's just going to automatically come in, you know. You have to decide to exercise. To be a good minister, you have to be nourished and you have to exercise. Okay, then verse 12. What do you do? What does that make you? Is it possible to be too young to be a minister?
No.
Don't despise your youth, brother. Even you can be a pattern. What's the pattern? Be nourished. Exercise yourself unto godliness. And you will be a pattern. Okay, then number 4 is verse 15. All right, nobody's born perfected. How do you get perfected?
Practice.
Every athlete will tell you. Practice. Practice. How much practice do you have compared to the game? What percentage? I don't know. I'm in sports medicine, but I don't remember. But I tell you, I've been to a lot of practices. It's the practice that makes the difference. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Don't be afraid to get back up again. You got knocked down so hard you couldn't even move. You couldn't even breathe. I've gone out to the field before and grabbed the players' belts and kind of lifted them up so they could breathe again. Right? Trying to revive them, you know? You know what the coach says? Get up! Get up. Don't think, oh, I can't read the Bible. I've tried so many times. I've read Genesis at least 25 times, you know. I never got past chapter 17. Right? No, don't worry about it.
Right.
Just keep practicing.
Amen.
Keep practicing.
Amen.
Practice these things. Be in them. Amen. That your progress may be manifest at all. Then number 5, continue. Continue in these things. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
Amen.
One of the great aspects of the early church was they continued steadfastly. And the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
And this really progressed. This caused them to propagate Jesus Christ and the gospel to the rest of the world. So I'm going to turn this over to my brother Samuel to continue with Roman numeral 4.
Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are so privileged.
Yes.
We have the Word of God.
Amen.
And we also have the unveiling of His Word.
Amen.
Because unveiling of His Word gives light.
Yes.
I would like to share one testimony which happened in Texas. And maybe some of you know, around 10 years ago, there are a few seeking Christian sisters in the Pittsburgh, Texas.
Pittsburgh.
In the middle of nowhere, East Texas. Yes, they studied the word diligently for a period of time. They got a lot of help. At the same time, they accumulated many questions in mind.
Yeah.
Until, miraculously, the sister, the leading sister there, she got one copy of the New Testament Reconversion Bible. You know what's happened? Oh, she's so excited. She made everything ready. That's a late evening. She started to open this Bible. Check point by point what she don't understand before.
Right.
She checked the first verse. How about this? He checked the text.
Yeah.
He checked his footnote.
Yeah.
Oh, she feels that's great. Problem solved. Number one. Then come to number two. Again. Problem solved. Then number three. Just one by one, one by one, one by one. After a period of time, she did know. Eventually, she feel, oh, that's so precious. I have the word. I have the the unveiling of his word.
Amen.
Sense? We have the word.
Amen.
We have the unveiling of his word.
Amen.
We have the double portion.
Amen.
And eventually, she rolls up her hat. Oh, it's morning already. One whole night changed her whole life.
Amen.
Toward no appreciate what unveiled through his word. Sense? We have the word of God.
Yeah.
Just like our brother encouraged us, at least we take 30 minutes a day to get into the word.
Amen.
Someone eventually, then she got more copies. They all read this Reconversion Bible. They got help again. Eventually they said, we have to connect with the church.
Amen.
Then he connected with the church in Dallas. And the brother went to visit them. Within a couple years, the lampstand raised up in Pittsburgh, Texas. That's the way spreading the testimony of the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Brother, sister, are you with me?
Amen.
While we are here, we got attracted by the word of God.
Amen.
By the unveiling of the word of God.
Amen.
Someone asked me, are you for printed copy or for digital? So, or for audio? Let me say, we are printed / digital / audio. Because let the word of God dwell us in richly. In all the wisdom,
amen.
Whatever, in all the wisdom, let the word dwell in us,
amen,
richly.
Amen.
Now we come to Romans number 4. The collective word of wisdom is a faithful preservation of the ministry which has been given by the Lord to his church for the growth and the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
In August 2018, this year, the Collect Word of Wisdom 3 will be completed and made available in its entirety. This represents a monumental step in church history. Then it's really not exaggerating at all. So practically now, the total will be 136 volumes, and now available 92 available already, and soon. Next batch will be the summertime, and then before the end of this year, all will be available. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The thing is, we need the word of God. we also sense we need a spiritual encyclopedia. Encyclopedia. Any question concerning the Bible, concerning the truth, concerning life, concerning the church, concerning preach gospel, concerning how we serve. Here, an encyclopedia available. You can get answer at your fingertip. Would you like to get one? That's the point. That's why I'm here. Shameless. It would feel trembling, but I would like to share this glad news to brother, sister, to each one of you. Let's continue. Finish this. Amen. Romans number 5. Possessing this set is a unique opportunity to preserve the priceless supply of the ministry with which the Lord has blessed his recovery through the speaking of the Spirit. So this 136 says, which collected chronologically from 37 to 97 in this way. Yet, point A, the collected word of witness 3 with the comprehensive index of this all published work out. I think it won't be no later than next summer. Comprehensive index with the gift to anyone who purchased the whole set. Comprehensive index will be an invaluable resources for use in personal study, in home meeting, and in the shepherding of the saints. Comprehensive index.
Amen.
So that's they have several category way of indexing. One is called topic index. The other is called scripture verses index. The topic index is in the way it's fit for our in our home meeting, in our one-on-one appointment, in our shepherding, you know, we have lots of questions, right? You know, we pray for a new one. I think, brother, we pray that we need to enjoy the Lord. How we share this to him? Brother, we need to enjoy the Lord. We need to enjoy the Lord. We need to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Where we can give a proper, short, concise answer to fit the need of the different people in the different kind.
That's right.
In our shepherding the new one. That's the collected word plus comprehensive index. Make this a spiritual encyclopedia. Especially for what? For our personal study in the home meeting in shepherding the saints. This morning, a brother shared, yes, from someone. Oh, he said, sometimes I start losing temper, right? it's not just enjoy the Lord. Right, we have a topical index. Then we just alphabetic order. We find out, enjoy the Lord. Then it will give us 5 top best portion related to enjoy the Lord. First part, maybe 68, volume 2, page 312. First one. Second one, 78, volume 1, page 405, the second one.
Yeah.
The third one is 72, volume 3, page 75. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then we pray for this new one. We read this portion. We pray, we read, and we digest. Then we can, the Lord will grant us instant word. When we meet our dear brother, we'll share with him, enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Based on the word, based on his unveiling, based on his leading to fit the need. Sense? Enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
This morning, losing temper, right? My husband always losing temper. Then, topic index, you go, losing temper. First portion here. Second portion. Third, fourth, fifth. You know, this index, the quote for academical research. Shepherding the saints.
Amen.
Brother, sister, do you like it? Praise the Lord. Pray for our husband. Losing temper. Read the portion. Pray for him. And send him a short portion. Text him. You know, just so practical, we can use it. Home meeting.
Yeah.
One-on-one appointment.
That's right.
Group meeting. In our sharing. So actually, that's quite crucial. That's we go. You can see, right? Romans 5:5b. It's a lasting legacy of the truth for our children and the generation to come. There's another point I want to highlight afterward. Point C. It's such a need to have the prevailing home meeting, but the key is the preparation of a living message.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Different kind of situation. Can we quickly provide a proper living message to fit the need? In the past, sorry to say, very hard. You know, in my house, I have the whole, you know, whole wall of the collections. It's around, so long as I find a question, not easy. Oh, which book? Where? Can I find it out? Praise the Lord! No, we have all-inclusive collected word plus comprehensive index. You think how long? You can get a proper answer, living short, biblical scripture.
Amen.
Uplift the best. How long you need to take? Solve the problem. Dozens of problems, dozens of situation we need to encounter. Praise the Lord. Thanks. Have you ever remember the word?
Yeah.
All in the books. Is this true?
That's right.
All in the books. All in the books. All in the books. Want to have this set in our homes?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Go to the rich grocery, put them together to make a living message. Short, brief, yet to the point.
Amen.
The key is your cooking.
Yeah.
We make this cooking home. So great. This will not be a hard thing if you have the heart to do it, because we have the glossary in all the messages of the ministry.
Yeah.
Point D. I want us to see the absolute necessity of preparing the right kind of reading material for different meetings. This is in the principle of distributing food according to the proper time. Sense? The advancements of various kind of meeting hinges on this very matter. Can we provide proper, short, concise, living, to the point? Not just, you know, some elder can make it. Not just some senior co-workers can make it. Sense? You can make it. I can make it. But we have our spiritual encyclopedia.
Amen.
That's the point. Yes. We take some time. Any question? Learn to get help from the spiritual encyclopedia. Amen.
Amen.
And so this spiritual encyclopedia, the first, will really help us in our shepherding, in our home meeting. So might be a 1,000 topic of FAQ. Contact people, shepherd people, we can quickly comes out. But for this collected work, I will recommend the hard copy. Why? Do you have 5 iPads in your house? Do you have 5 iPads in your house? I don't think so, right? If you want to use the digital version, then you need to have 5 iPads, right? First iPad for first book, second iPad. So that's why better to take hard copy. Right. you can see. Mother need to use it for shepherding new one. Father need to use it to share some living message. Yeah. Much more, your kids use this to help them to know the truth, know the life, everything, right? From where? All in the books. So this spiritual encyclopedia will feed the need in the church life, in our shepherding, in our home meeting. Then one time I consider in the church history in the last 2,000 years, has there been ever this kind of product available? No. In Christianity, we have theological dictionary, we have commentary, you know, we have the encyclopedia of Christianity. It's just consider the situation of the denomination group in different countries. Yet, this collective work, we have the high message, as high as high peak of the divine revelation, and we have different level, even has dozens of messages on gospel. Dozens of message, gospel, on gospel for new believers, different levels. And second, cover different aspects, cover truths. Do they cover life? Oh, definitely, definitely. Oh, 100,000 messages on life. Do they cover church? Oh, cover service? All the aspects, you name it. You'll never. It's all here.
Amen.
And also consider our audience. Do we have a message for the young people? Yeah. Do we have a message for the college student?
Yeah.
Oh. At least more than 200 messages specific dedicated to college student. So many different kinds. Do you have a message for the sisters? Sure. You know, all the kinds. So that's why it's a spiritual encyclopedia. Whatever you want to know, go there, find a way, fit our need. You like it?
Yeah.
And for this, especially, that was solved now. Another challenging problem currently in the church life is concerning our younger generation, especially junior high and high school. When we brothers went to countless places, U.S. and Canada, we find out. Sometimes we say, oh, how about we send at the time to share something, what we got help from the ministry? Oh, lots of brothers come forward, sister, come on to share. Encouraging, touching, excellent. But gradually, I find one time, two times, three times, most of the ones come forward to share are predominantly other brothers, sisters over the age of 50 years old and above. The old faithfuls. Old faithful. All faithful. Faithful, yes, it's all faithful. Oh, faithful. Yes. Not too many. 40 years and under. There's a gap. We really see the waning appetite. Waning appetite. For our younger generation, to the word, to the ministry. We can whet the appetite by in our homes. You can see, our kids, when they come to 10 years old in the school, the teacher will sometimes give them some topic, right? Do a study, survey, right? Make a report, present it in the church life. If they are sixth grader, they want to know what means salvation, they just come under your speaking plus, speaking plus, speaking again. So long as we have the spiritual encyclopedia with the index, how about we give them some proper topic? Right? We give them, oh, how about you do this baptism, you do this salvation, you do this regeneration, some topic. Let them do the survey from their youth. They know how to get into the word, get the riches. They have the word. They have the unveiling of the word. They got nurture. They got help. And raise up through this unsearchable riches. I'm so glad that we can have the chance. Yes. I think that's a major chance which we have this in our homes. Then our home sense, we will be a scholarly family, which is in our home. It will characterize at the centerpiece, not a widescreen, high definition TV monitor. Our home will be impressed with the people of, we have the word of God.
Amen.
We have the unveiling of the word of God.
Amen.
So anyone come here, especially we are so many sands on open for the college student. They come to our home, what is this? What's your question? Oh, quickly. So it's me, my time is up. 7 p.m. Actually, you borrow five minutes. Gracias! And then, see, then we have, you can share this riches. So then our younger generation, they will grow up by the word, by the unveiling of the word. They themselves, they know how to open this mind. They can get into this riches. They can make the jigsaw puzzle, you know, pieces, together, make a jigsaw puzzle, and gradually make it bigger and bigger. Maybe they are young, they have 10 pieces, make a puzzle. Then 50 pieces, 30 pieces, and 100 pieces. Then recently, I'm really touched by the ministry because, praise the Lord, I have the time, day and the night, sometimes, read the ministry, enjoy the word. You know, what's my feeling? It's just like, sometimes I finish this, close my eye. What unveiled through the word? Scenery by scenery, scenery by scenery. Oh, I'm not sure, but looks like I was in act. I was in a trance. Okay. Don't say it's too exaggerating. I can find one. Everybody, every brother, sister need to in a trance.
Amen.
To see the heavenly vision.
Amen.
This encyclopedia in our church life, yeah. It will upgrade our church life from the convenience store, 7-Eleven level, to Costco level. You know, 7-Eleven, just we can go there, buy something, it's still affordable. Yes, do we have a read the word? Yes, Christ, affordable. One time, my wife bring me to Costco. Oh, I went there first time. Oh, everything, jumbo pack, super size, everything by dozen. Do you want to have our Christ experience? Super size. Enjoy the Lord by dozen. I get into, sometimes I become crazy. 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 Yes. I'm not too much. Praise the Lord. We usher into Costco level. Costco level. May the Lord grant us this rich asset. Bring us into upgrade to Costco level. Unsearchable riches through this ministry.
Amen.
Also, please pray for our younger generation. May the Lord get them. Get them the appetite for his word. Appetite for the ministry. Grow up solid, strong in the church life. Just strong, solid high schooler can be the best candidate for our campus work everywhere. We need this solid younger generation. Please pray for this. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.